Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, after getting 2 weeks of juicy content out of Tom Bauer's book, we can't say we are not excited about the proposition of another book. This one from Omid Scobie, who promises a follow-up to Finding Freedom, the unofficial biography of Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. Publisher HarperCollins said the book will focus on a new chapter of the royal story and feature unique insight, deep access, and exclusive revelations, and will have the world talking. This book will come on the heels of Harry's own book. And behind the scenes here, we have noticed a lot of internet rumors about Prince William since the Bowers book came out. Could someone be running a counter-offensive? And yes, we've seen the hashtag with pegging in it. We aren't quite ready to go there. Also out there in rumor land is the suggestion of an attempt to cover up an affair of Prince Philip's. Per the Mirror, author Andrew Lowney estimates the government has spent around £2 million trying to stop him seeing the complete archive left by Philip's uncle, Lord Mountbatten, and his wife. Dr. Lowry says he has spent £460,000 in legal fees trying to reveal secrets concealed within the 30,000 pages. CNN reports Prince Charles disputes a report that he brokered a £1 million donation from the Bin Laden family for his charity. Clarence House, the residence of Prince Charles, had disputed claims reported in the UK's Sunday Times that the heir to the throne brokered a deal in 2013 to accept a £1 million charity donation from Osama bin Laden's half-brothers. The Sunday Times, citing unnamed sources, reported that Prince Charles accepted the donation from Bakir bin Laden and Shafiq bin Laden for the Prince of Wales Charitable Fund despite objections from key advisers at the time. Clarence House, in a statement, said, "The Prince of Wales Charitable Fund has assured us that thorough due diligence was undertaken in accepting this donation. The decision to accept was taken by the charity's trustees alone, and any attempt to characterize it otherwise is false." The Mirror reports Diana's brother warned Harry 3 times to reconsider marrying Meghan. This too comes from Tom Bauer's book, sharing an anecdote in which Harry was disappointed that no one agreed that his vulnerable mother had anything in common with his girlfriend Meghan. More discomforting for him, they thought, Meghan would not fit in with the royal family. Bauer writes, "Their unease was voiced by Charles Spencer, Diana's brother. At William's request, Spencer weighed in. 3 times married, Spencer cautioned his nephew to reconsider his haste towards marriage. His advice provoked a bitter reaction. This was going to be really hard." Also from Bauer's book, Newsweek zones in on the Queen helping to assemble a team of 14 intelligent and experienced officials to teach Meghan Markle about the expectations placed on members of the royal family. Bauer writes, "The Queen persuaded Samantha Cohen to withdraw her resignation, which had been submitted after Geit was dismissed. The mother of 3 agreed as private secretary to help Meghan through the wedding and beyond. Under Cohen, a team of 14 young, intelligent, and experienced officials, including Jason Nauf, was assembled to introduce Meghan sensitively to the quirks and expectations of royal life and service to the nation. There would be, said the palace, 6 months of listening and learning." Palace Intrigue will be right back. MyLondon.net tells us of the Queen's new nickname and why nobody is going to use it. Tory party treasurer Michael Farmer pitched the idea to name the Queen Elizabeth the Faithful. Lord Farmer said, "It has useful ambiguities. It's directed both to God and country. Work still in progress." However, this would have meant an amendment to the 1953 Royal Titles Act, and Cabinet Officer Minister Lord True told him, "The government has no plans to make a change." Labour peer Jenny McIntosh chimes in, "Additions to the titles of our sovereigns have tended to be post hoc rather than during the lifetime of the person in question. The unfortunate title of King Ethelred the Unready, who died in 1016, was brought in only in the late 1180s. And there you have it. If you'd like to email us, our address is thepalaceintrigue@gmail.com. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, or Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your favourite shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue, and good times.